This is Seaman head wrestling coach Patrick Kelly with the third installment of the Seaman Wrestling Report for the 2011-2012 season. Last week, the Seaman wrestlers had a good showing at the 50th edition of the Clay Center Invitational. We finished second as a team and had four champions, including senior Jeff Garrison at 138, junior Nathan Stanley at 195, senior A.J. Brown at 220, and junior Dylan Hall at 285. Senior Zach Pittman came in second, junior Brandon Fuller was third at 145, and seniors Dylan Cadis and Brandon Watson were fourth at 152 and 182, respectively. Finishing fifth were seniors Jonathan Boucher at 126 and Aaron Cool at 170. The kids really competed well in a tournament that is traditionally one of the stronger events on our schedule. A couple of the highlights included Dylan Hall at heavyweight going 4-0 with four falls, and Jeff Garrison's last-second heroics to win the title at 138. Also, having A.J. Brown in the lineup for the first time this season, he went 3-0 to win the title at 220. Next up for the Vikings will be the Winter Wrestling Classic hosted by Emporia. This event will take us into the holiday season and is really a good marker for us because it's a very difficult tournament, very deep field, 18 teams. Included in there will be Goddard, who has been a 6A power over the years and is now in 5A. Lansing will be there. Of course, host Emporia has always got a strong team. McPherson, again, a team that's been a 5A power over the years, is now in 4A. Pittsburgh, Hutchinson will be there, in addition to some of our Centennial League teams and city teams. So we're really looking forward to this event, and it will really be a good marker for us to see where we're at, see what we need to work on over the holidays. So we're looking forward to that. We had a good performance last year, and we're looking to continue the strong season that we've put together, but this will be a very good test for us. Today we are honored to have Zach Pittman in the studio. Zach is a senior, 120-pounder. He's been a real stalwart in the program for the last 4 years. He's done a lot of competition and camps during the off seasons. Really looking forward to putting a good senior season together. And right now he's on pace. He finished second in our opening tournament at Gardner-Edgerton. He finished last week another finals performance. He finished second at Clay. So we're looking forward to seeing his progress over the course of this season and capping off just an outstanding career that he's had as a Viking. Zach, again, we're honored to have you in the studio. How have things, from your perspective, gone this season?
Our team's more of a family now. I feel like that we're really close. We've had some pretty tough practices, and I see that we've improved a lot over the past 4 years. Or 4 years I've been here. I think this is one of the best years I've had, and our team as a group, we're doing pretty great.
Zach, you know, from my perspective, I don't put much stock into rankings. I look at it as really artificial accomplishment. But the new rankings recently came out, and you cracked those rankings for the first time. Tell me about that. Does that motivate you? Does that kind of solidify what you're thinking of in terms of your goals? What does that do for you, seeing your name in the rankings?
Well, being ranked 6 is a goal of mine to be ranked, but I'm not going to settle for just being 6. I want to be in the top 4 at least, and I want to drive all the way to a state championship if I can get there.
Zach is a young man with goals and direction in life. Zach, tell us a little bit about what you plan on doing after your high school days are done.
Well, I signed for the Marines about 3 months ago. I'm getting surgery in March after season. I plan on retiring out of the Marines and hopefully having a good career in there and coming back to Seaman to help coach or whatever, or just alumni stuff. I plan on being in infantry, first line, and just serving my country. It's been my dream since I was about 8 years old.
Zach, it's been real. Thanks for taking the time out of your busy schedule as you prepare for finals to stop down to the studio and spend a few minutes with us. good luck with the rest of the season, and good luck with those finals.
Well, thanks for having me, Coach.
This has been Seaman Head Wrestling Coach Patrick Kelly with the Seaman Wrestling Report. Thanks for listening.